You're listening to SBS News.
Scandal-ridden Boris Johnson has announced he will quit as British Prime Minister after he dramatically lost the support of his ministers and most Conservative politicians. However, he says he would stay on until his successor was chosen.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. And I've agreed with Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of our backbench MPs, that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now. And the timetable will be announced next week. And I've today appointed a cabinet to serve, as I will, until a new leader is in place.
In a sometimes rambling speech outside No. 10 Downing Street, Mr. Johnson defiantly listed what he felt his administration had got done in the 3 years that he spent in office.
And of course, I'm immensely proud of the achievements of this government, from getting Brexit done to settling our relations with the continent for over half a century, reclaiming the power for this country to make its own laws in Parliament, getting us all through the pandemic, delivering the fastest vaccine rollout in Europe, the fastest exit from lockdown, and in the last few months, leading the West in standing up to Putin's aggression in Ukraine.
Mr. Johnson has previously been quoted as saying he looked forward to a decade in office, but in a reference to the often brutal world of British politics, he admitted that wasn't going to happen.
I regret not to have been successful in those arguments, and of course it's painful not to be able to see through so many ideas and projects myself. But as we've seen at Westminster, the herd instinct is powerful. When the herd moves, it moves. And my friends, in politics, no one is remotely indispensable.
Mr. Johnson says he will support whoever is chosen to replace him, but admitted bitter disappointment at his removal.
And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
Support for Boris Johnson had evaporated during one of the most turbulent 24 hours in recent British political history. Finance Minister Nadeem Zahawi, who was only appointed to his post on Tuesday, epitomised the feelings among his colleagues, calling on his boss to resign in a tweet.
Prime Minister, this is not sustainable and it will only get worse. For you, for the Conservative Party and most importantly of all, the country. You must do the right thing and go, now.
Mr. Zahawi and other cabinet ministers went to Downing Street on Wednesday evening to tell Mr. Johnson he had little choice but to stand down. Initially, Mr. Johnson refused to go and seemed set to dig in, sacking Michael Gove, a member of his top ministerial team, who was one of the first to tell him he needed to resign, in a bid to reassert his authority. But by Thursday morning, as a slew of resignations poured in, it became clear that his position was untenable. Opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer says Mr. Johnson's resignation should only be the beginning. A clean sweep was needed.
He needs to go completely. None of this nonsense about clinging on for a few months. He's inflicted lies, fraud and chaos in the country. And, you know, we're stuck with a government which isn't functioning in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And all of those that have been propping him up should be utterly ashamed of themselves.
Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, agrees that a clean break was needed.
I think first and foremost there will be an overwhelming and very widespread sense of relief today that Boris Johnson's time as Prime Minister, which should probably never have been allowed to happen in the first place, is coming to an end. I do think it is quite incredible, though, to suggest that he will remain as Prime Minister for another 3 to 4 months. I think the sooner he is out of Number 10, and preferably that is today, the better.
Ms Sturgeon, who has called for another referendum over independence for Scotland, which would effectively break up the United Kingdom, says this only strengthens her argument for Scotland not to be ruled from Westminster. She says Scotland will have replaced one Prime Minister they didn't vote for with another that they didn't vote for. Alan Lee, SBS News.